880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it is time to have Freed on Business. It sounded like I was a little loud there, so we'll adjust that in the studio. We've got a great show today. Lauren Book, child advocate. We're going to hear about her South Africa trip, and then we're also going to hear about tips to keep your kids safe for Halloween. We're going to make sure with Dr. Carlos Wolf, we're going to talk about how to look your best for business. We'll have Bruce Turkel on to talk about building a brand. You built your brand, now what? And David Allshuter will round out the show. We're going to talk about how to get your child in the right school. We've got Alan first on. Alan, how you doing?
Doing great, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Alan, you help organize all kinds of foundation events. What do you got coming up?
Well, kick off the 2014 NBA season with the Heat. Big win last night. We had the
High five.
Night on the Runaway, which is in 3 weeks, and November 18th, sponsored by Carnival Foundation, with our fashion show presented by Hugh Blow and featuring looks from Neiman Marcus. And it's our third annual event, and it'll be a great time. We'll have a lot of Heat players there, and it'll be food, drinks, entertainment, and great fashion show.
Listen, I can't wait to go. I know my wife has already put it up on our calendar. We're really excited. And the thing that I love is that we've got D-Wade supporting his home team. So thank D-Wade. High five to D-Wade for that. What else you got coming up, Alan?
Well, that's the main event. It's,
okay.
For your listeners, it's going to be at the Ice Palace Studios, and anyone can check www.runwade.org if they want information about ticketing or information about the event. Then, as I heard you have Lauren Book on today, and we also will have the March 28th and 30th, the Reed and Fiorentino celebrity golf event and dinner, and all the proceeds benefits Lauren's Kids Foundation and Day School Athletic Foundation. So in another 4 or 5 months, we'll be promoting that. And that's really what we have to look forward to in Miami.
Wow, that is just super. Now, if somebody wants to get information on the Runwade event, I know I'm going to be tweeting it out. We'll put it up on Facebook and stuff like that. If people want to get information, how do they do that?
The easiest way is just check the website, www.runwade.org, and all the information will be there about the event. You can purchase tickets directly online, and it'll be for great fun evening for a great cause.
Yeah, who does it support?
Wade's World Foundation, which basically is Live the Dream program in Miami and the surrounding areas, will give out the Village Keepers Award, which are three deserving organizations that will receive the checks that night, grants, and it'll be a fun time for everybody.
You know, it sounds great. It's Tuesday, November 18th at the Ice Palace Studios. It starts at 6:30. People can go to the website and get information. One more time, the website?
www.runwade.org, and all information will be there about when it starts. Well, also, we're going to be giving out prizes for, the way of Wade. Dwayne likes his features, fashion, and his looks. So people come in their own unique style and personal style. So there'll be some prizes and awards for people based on how they look that evening. So it'll be a fun event for all.
Oh, that sounds great, Alan. Listen, I appreciate you calling in and giving us the update. I'll look forward to your call-ins on your events coming up, and we'll have you on again next week talking about some other stuff. But again, thank you. It's great to participate. We can't wait to go to Dwayne's event, and we can't wait to do Reed and Fiorentino with Lauren.
Thank you. Well, happy birthday. Have a good show.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best. Alan first.
Take care.
Okay, be well. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Lauren Book talking about what she found when she went to South Africa and how to keep her kids safe on Halloween. Back after this.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freedom Business guest, Dr. Lee Kaplan, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have the access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
Hey, and when you're
this
looking
is
to
the
buy
Wall Street Business Network.
Okay, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years after you buy or lease your car. So, it's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we have got my good friend and my personal hero, Lauren Book. She's the founder of Lauren's Kids. Lauren was a victim of child sexual abuse for a number of years at the hands of her nanny. Armed with the knowledge that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable through education, Lauren sought to turn her experience into a vehicle to prevent child sex abuse and heal survivors. Lauren, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Before we get rolling, I want to read an email that I got when, you know, I put the email out that tells that you're going to be on the show. Here's an email from Sandy. You have taken on an issue that most people brush under the rug. They try to ignore it. It's a big issue and well worth the attention. Our society has never taught parents or others how to deal with child abuse, sexual or other. Now it is being examined. I guess it's never too late. Americans are not open about anything related to sex. They make believe it doesn't exist to save themselves from handling this tough subject. While I was driving my maid back to her house, I saw a truck with Lauren's name on it. Apparently, it collects donated items. It was parked in a lot off the Palmetto. At the same moment, I'm driving next to a different truck from Warren Henry. Funny. Sandy. How about that? You're reaching out. You're making a difference, girl.
That's great. And thank you, Sandy, for sending that great email.
Now, Lauren, you were in South America with the International Crime... Was it Crime Stoppers?
Yes, it's the International Crime Stoppers Organization and partnered with UNICEF.
Okay, well, and you're out there teaching your Safer Smarter Kids stuff and other stuff too, right?
It was a great trip, really very sad actually. 2 weeks that we were there, again, partnered with Crime Stoppers International and UNICEF to speak at the conference itself to talk about kind of the climate of childhood sexual abuse and where we're moving and working to protect childhood throughout the world. But then had an opportunity for the next week and a half to go around South Africa and to different townships and teach our life-saving lessons, our Safer, Smarter Kids lessons to children and families all throughout South Africa. We had an opportunity to do massive trainings with teachers from all over South Africa and surrounding townships and the entire South African police force. So it was a life-changing experience, one that I will never, ever forget, but an incredible, incredible journey.
Now, hold on a minute, because there was a special guest at some of this stuff, wasn't there?
There was. The Desmond Tutu was there and had the huge honor and distinction of being able to have him in the audience while I did my presentation, and then was invited to the Desmond Tutu HIV Youth Center in South Africa and was able to present to the children there just after a month or two after the President of the United States was there. So that was a huge, exciting honor for us and such an honor to be able to really talk about a truly horrific issue that they have and that we see throughout the world of the spread of HIV in young children who are being sexually abused by carriers of the disease. And so it was, like I said, truly eye-opening and horrific, but such an honor to be able to kind of share with the children there and the survivors.
All right. Well, I'm going to make you blush because I'm going to switch topics on you, and I'm going to congratulate you on getting – you got awarded with the local Kiwanis Club from, I think it was Biscayne, Key Biscayne in that area there. Weren't you just awarded the something about the Citizen of the Year here in South Florida?
It has been a whirlwind, I must tell you. We had just gotten back from South Africa on Saturday and was, yes, awarded. And one of my huge mentors in life, Dave Lawrence, did present the award to me, and it was a huge honor. And was so excited to be able to receive that award and really to shine light on some of the great work that the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club does. And then the next day I got on a plane to New York, where we were working with our friends at Kind as a Kind ambassador for their Kind Causes campaign. We were there for 2 or 3 days and back home to get ready to teach children and families how to stay safe for this Halloween.
Oh my gosh, you know, you don't even need me on these interviews, Lauren. So tell me a little bit about Halloween. When I was a kid, all you had to worry about was razor blades and apples. I only have a couple of minutes, so we got to kind of go a little faster.
Well, I think it's really important that we make sure that families make a PLAN. Don't let any children walk without adult supervision. They must always have a trusted adult with them, and make sure that you have a plan. If somebody gets separated, where is your meeting place? Only go to houses that are lit up. And what I would ask all parents to do before we go out trick-or-treating and having fun this this Halloween would be to check your offender and predator registry. Know if there is a sexual offender or predator in your neighborhood. Please check that out. That's offender.fdle.state.fl.us to find the sexual predators in your neighborhood. If their lights are out, if a house is dark, please don't let your children knock on those doors and have that conversation before you go out. Talk about those things before they go out and have a fun and safe Halloween.
Now, Lauren, we've only got about 35 or 45 seconds left, but it's everybody's obligation to report somebody if they think there's some sexual funny business going on or child abuse going on. How do they do that, and who do they call?
You are right. It is not only our moral obligation, but our legal obligation to report suspected childhood sexual abuse, and they must do that through the Department of Children and Families, and they can call 1-800-96-ABUSE and also go to the DCF website. And again, making sure that everybody is staying safe this Halloween, and if you see something strange out there, please do call your local police.
Lauren, thank you for being my hero, for being Sandy's hero, for being the heroes of lots of people that will never meet you. God bless. Safe travels. We'll look forward to seeing you, if not before, at Reed and Fiorentino's big party that they throw for you. We'll be back after this break with Dr. Carlos Wolf helping us look good for business. Thanks, Lauren. more often. All right. We are having a great time here with the Peanut Gallery and all the people we've got here for Dr. Wolf, and we're going to a great show. But, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and by now you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Think about your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
All right, everybody, I want to make sure you join me this Sunday, November 2nd. Catch every play live at Sun Life Stadium. Our Miami Dolphins are taking on their San Diego Chargers. We're all stronger together, Dolph fans. There's a limited number of tickets for the game still remaining. And get yours today at Dolphin.com. It's where Dolph fans go to get their cheapest price on tickets. Dolphins.com, your place to get tickets for Sunday's game as the Dolphins take on the Chargers. I'll be there. Meet me there. Let's get stronger together.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I have been waiting for a long time for this interview. Dr. Carlos Wolf, he's received his doctorate in medicine from the University of Miami School of Medicine. He completed his residency at Tulane University. He's been on local media here in South Florida for a long time, not too long. And he's a good-looking young guy. He's good-looking. We're going to talk about how to stay good-looking for business because it seems to be important to some people I know. Dr. Wolf, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the young look. And I have been here about 26 years, so maybe looks are deceiving.
Yeah, well, you never know. I know I got some of your buddies from high school here in the building as well, so we'll see how all that goes. And I'm even going to give it a shot and try to do a YouTube thing for us today. I'll see if I can figure that out, and if I can, I'll get you the copies someday. Now, let's talk a little bit about what we're really here to talk about. I know a number of people, I'm, you know, getting up there myself, and people I know are beginning to go to get plastic surgery and reconstructive surgery so that they just look better and are more competitive in the marketplace. Is that something that you're seeing?
Very frequently. In fact, this last week I had more men than women, which is unusual, but this week I did three men. I did facelifts, eyes, and usually what we do is more subtle things like Botox, the injectables. But in some cases, we do men who, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios. There's the older guy who's trying to make sure he still looks good, still looks viable when he's at work because there's the younger guys coming up right behind him. Then there's the older guy who is marrying the younger woman, and he's concerned that if he doesn't look good, he isn't going to be around. And then the other issue, of course, is that you have older men who don't want, you know, have younger women, younger children, and they don't want to be considered the grandfather. But it is very important, I think, what I've found in the past probably 10, 15 years, is to stay youthful, not look operated, you know, not like what just you saw this whole thing on the internet with Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
To me, that is just
too much.
You know, it doesn't look like her. Most men want to look better, but want to look like themselves.
There you go. I mean, I would think that that's it. I would say they want to be refreshed more than anything
else. Exactly. I mean, I've been using Botox now for about 18 years. I
You still have all your hair.
Yes, I do. Well, that always helps. That is genetics, you know. I mean, and there are people who can fix that, but I don't do that. But clearly, it's a, you know, there are ways you can do procedures. There are ways you can do surgery that still have this. You look normal, you look better, and you look refreshed. And I think that's the key.
Yeah, it has to be, because I don't think anybody wants to look like some of the people that we've seen. My wife terms them people that look like clowns. We would rather see people that look like, you know, right, positive. And so it's really not anything major. It's just sort of a modest touch up. Now, we're talking mostly about face and we're talking about men, but there's lots of women out there that are competing in the workforce. Their lives are getting longer, too. And so I got to believe that they are also seeking to remain competitive in the workplace and that they have different needs than a man does. Yeah,
no question about it. But you're correct in saying that the women are working longer, they feel the competition a lot more than men. So a lot of times I've got to tell patients, you don't need anything, relax, because looking overdone is worse than doing anything else. I mean, to me, that is just something that I don't like. We have a very bad image of plastic surgery. I wrote an article in the Herald why the Academy Award Oscars are bad for plastic surgery. You see all these people who have money, have presumably where to go have their surgeries, and they look like odd people. It's terrible.
Yeah, to me, the oddest person that I've seen is, I must say, I spend time with my wife. We got to watch a little TV together occasionally. She watches this stuff on Bravo Network. And right, on that thing about the ladies from Miami, there was the one lady that was the mother or something. Right. OMG. Get me out of here. Well, she's already ready for tomorrow night, Halloween.
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is you're right. But these are people who get injected at someone's salon, someone's garage, someone's hotel. I mean, it's scary. They get injected with biopolymer, and what appears to be a good thing 5-6 years later keeps growing. It's like that gel, you know, it just keeps...
Oh,
yeah,
it's like the thing,
sort of.
Exactly. Oh,
thing that's put in the face, it just keeps growing. It's frightening.
You know, and it is frightening, and it is scary, and it is unfortunate, because I'm sure everybody involved, except for the practitioner, who really should have a license and some medical training, everybody has the right intentions.
Well, you have to understand, Miami is the cowboy capital of plastic surgery. You could be a gynecologist injecting Botox. You could be the dentist who's doing, you know, there's in Miami, there's really no, there's no integrity. Unfortunately, you have urologists who are doing facial surgery, facial injectables, lasers. You have gynecologists who are doing, it's like for me, if someone said to me, hey, you're going to get paid well for doing pap smears, I don't think I'd take a 2-day course in pap smears and start doing pap smears.
Yeah, it seems to me that all you want is, I guess, so what do people look for then? I think that's the next place to go. Board certified.
Okay, so it's really important to see when you're going to have anything in the face or in the body. You want to see a plastic surgeon. You want to see a facial plastic surgeon. You want to see a dermatologist. You also, you know, it's sort of like if you have a if you have a hammer, everybody's a nail. So if you go to a dermatologist, and they're a great dermatologist, they don't provide surgical skills. So they're going to tell you the best thing is the non-invasive procedures. The reality is there are great non-invasive procedures that work well, but they may not be the right thing for you. So what you really want to do is you want to have someone who provides all the services so that they can be choosy as to what the best thing is for you.
Okay, so then I want somebody that's qualified across the board, but within the silo, I call it, of just what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
And so so somebody goes, they go to an outpatient facility, they get an outpatient service. How do they check? Because we've seen some very famous people have some very big problems at outpatient surgery places lately.
Correct. You know, when you're going to have surgery, it's not all about the surgeon. The results are, but your health is about the anesthesiologist. So when you go to somebody's facility, you want to ask them, who's doing my anesthesia? Are they board certified? Is your facility board certified? Yeah, I mean, is your facility certified? In the state, there are certain certifications that you should look up. You could call the Florida Board of Medicine. That's a very good source. You want to look on the internet, and you want to look on, you know, do a search on the doctor. you're not going to make everybody happy. So you're going to find some doctors that have maybe some great reviews and maybe an occasional bad one. You've got to look at the doctor, talk to him, feel comfortable, know people that have been operated by them. And, you know, if you talk to enough people, right now we're in the age of information. It is easy to catch anything about anybody on the internet.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like you're the guy that I'd want to go see about your specialty. So let's talk about that. We've got only a couple minutes left. You specialize specifically in the face?
Face. That's all I do. I've been doing facial surgery for 30 years. And the only time I go below the neck, professionally speaking.
Hey. You know, you've been really good. You gave me all these softballs. I stayed totally away out of respect to the San Francisco Giants.
But the only thing I do is when I'm doing facelifting and I'm going to do fat grafting, I have to get fat somewhere, and it's usually the abdomen. But generally, all I do is face. I do injectables, which are non-invasive. I provide non-invasive procedures to my patients through other people in our office. And when one of my patients need any body work, my partners do a lot. They also do facial work, but they do a lot of body work.
Now, how do people find out about you? I guess we got about a minute left. So the website, you know, phone numbers, that kind of stuff.
So our website is Miami, www.miamiplasticsurgery. It's very easy. I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
Our number there is 305-595-2969. And we're really accessible. My partners are Michael Kelly, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Johnny Franco, and Max Polo is our most recent addition. We also have PAs who do Cool Sculpting, which is another thing we talked about, just the face. But Cool Sculpting is one of those procedures that works really well to get rid of the love handles.
Oh, look at him. He's grabbing. You don't have love handles. You can't have nothing to grab. We'll have to bring in a demonstration model next time you go. Dr. Carlos Wolf, plastic surgeon.
Facial plastic.
Thank you so much for correcting me because I need to be corrected all the time. You're terrific. We got to have you back. Are you going to come back?
I'll definitely be back.
I'll have your peanut gallery for you.
This is easy to be here.
All right. We love you, Dr. Wolf, already. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk to Brewster Kell. You've built your brand. Now what? Back after this.
I've got a feeling we could be serious, girl.
All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. And with a U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic. In Broward County, traffic is completely stopped. Florida Turnpike southbound, that's between 595 and Griffin Road in Davie. Miami-Dade stop and go. Palmetto Expressway northbound between Northwest 25th Street and Northwest 103rd Street. And it is stop and go Dolphin westbound, that's between 95 and the Palmetto, about a 20-minute delay through there. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. You know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. UHealth, that's the University of Miami Medical School. That's where Dr. Wolf went. You know, UHealth brings the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And of course, by now, you know, UHealth is in Plantation. And what sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-ranked hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one every year by U.S. News & World Report, well, for the last 11 years in a row, at least, and it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. You know, if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these people. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we are back, and we are with the kickback branding expert, Bruce Turkell. Hey, Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Now, you know, you've been giving me tips on branding for a long time. And I think that by now, when I go to an event, I've found that I'm somewhat of a brand, too. But there's a lot of pitfalls that can happen. Once you've built your brand, you've got to kind of keep the train going. And there's a lot of different ways that that train can get derailed. So, Bruce, how does somebody maintain their brand?
Well, I don't know who remembers the talks we've had before, but each time, of course you do, each time we spoke about the most important part of building a brand, which is all about them, that you're not talking about yourself, you're talking about your customer and your potential customer. So it's important to remember that when you're getting tired of saying the same thing over and over, they're only beginning to notice. People are not going out of their way to think about your brand, they're thinking about themselves.
And that's why you're on the show a lot, because part of what your seven things are is to repeat, repeat, repeat.
That's number seven. That's right. Once you get the point, you say it. I'm glad you paid attention. You
must pay attention occasionally.
Read the book right before I came on today.
I did. Actually, it's sitting right in front of me, but I'm not going to flip the pages because, you know, I got too many people watching me. So people have built the brand. They're making it all about the other people. So I got to guess then the first thing is that you switch and you don't make it about them anymore.
No, you continue to make it about them. But the important part is to now get the message out. The reason we talked last time about strategy, not about tactics, is that if you have a strategy that says, here's who I'm going to, how I'm going to promote myself, and here's what I'm going to tell people about, now you use all the different tactics. And David and I were talking about it in the car on the way over. Someone will say, should I use Twitter or should I use Facebook? Should I go on LinkedIn or should I write a blog? Should I go on Jim's show? And the answer is yes. because you never know where that consumer and potential consumer is going to capture you. So Dr. Wolf writes an article in the Miami Herald. That's not the end of the job, though, because getting the article printed in the Herald is great, but then he has to reprint it, he has to upload it to social media, he has to make it available to his patients, he has to make sure that people he used to do business with, people he wants to do business with, all know about it. Just getting the message out once is not the job.
And then we repeat, repeat, repeat so that they hear the message, and then now they've got it. They understand me as a brand. I know you go on all these different interviews, and one of them was when somebody, I know that recently there was, while you were on TV, we'll talk about it. This Liv Strong guy, this is a guy that bollocks up his brand somehow. How does a guy recover from that?
Lance Armstrong's going to have a hard time recovering from his brand. Not because of what he did, because Michael Phelps recently went into rehab, and I was on CBS Evening News. They were saying to me, doesn't this destroy his brand? And in fact, no, it's good for his brand. We don't mind when people screw up. What we mind is when they lie to us. If they screw up, they admit it, and of course they go into therapy. Look, Michael Phelps, I have no way of being like that guy. He's won more Olympic medals than anyone in history, and you may not believe it, but under this shirt, I do not have his shoulders. I know you think I do, but I don't.
You do look rather muscular.
Thank you, Jim. But when
he does
he's,
look muscular.
Dr. Wolf, he's a doctor.
He looks pretty good.
He doesn't work below the neck, though, remember?
Oh, that's so, oh, he got you.
I can give you an opinion.
So I can't be Michael Phelps in all his glory, but when he screws up, I go, oh, wait, he's like me. So I could relate to that. That was actually ultimately good for his brand. Lance Armstrong, on the other hand, took advantage of, beat up, and bullied people below him, and he lied to us. When he lied to us, that was the big problem. We would accept people's foibles. We won't accept them conning us because, again, all about them. It's all about us.
My gosh. Well, you know, I guess that's...
It's interesting. In my office, it's all about the patients. You know, I have patients who are very thoughtful, but it's all about the patients because that's why they're there. And so it is. It's in everything.
Absolutely.
It's all about them.
It's critical that Dr. Wolf makes sure that his nurses, his partners, his administrative staff, everybody he deals with understands that you're in business because of your customers. Yes, you have a vision. In fact, the whole way to build a brand, we talked about it, is understanding what your true, authentic self is and figuring out how to promote that. But you do it in the light of what your customer wants.
Well, now we've got something. The customers want it. We've got the thing about we have to be honest and forthright. What's another common mistake that makes somebody's efforts to build their brand kind of go sideways?
Well, you said something very quickly that we should spend more time on. Honest and forthright. People used to believe I can put out whatever image I want because there's no way for anybody to check. And that might have been true in the old days. But in today's 24/7 Wi-Fi web-enabled world, transparency is the key. You cannot get away with creating a brand that is not truly congruent with your authentic self, because between Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Google, people can find out everything about you on their phones while they're still talking to you.
But one of the things that I find is you can create an entire reputation online as a physician and not be that physician. I see that all the time. I see, you know, people who you look on the online, you read about them, you think they're wonderful. I get to see what they do to other patients. And I say, how can they possibly do that?
That's not going to last. Part of the reason that happens in the medical profession is that the AMA does not allow you to put any sort of declarative sentences about you can't be the best, you can't be. But as more and more disgruntled patients, and more importantly, their families, start to post on Yelp or other places what someone did, that will not last. That will go away.
So, you know, you talk about transparency. It's something that I do in business all the time. I say, look, I can't remember if I'm going to say something wrong, so I'm just going to tell you out front, transparently, what's going on. And they go, oh, my God, because everybody else is out there manipulating
me. Well, isn't that what Mark Twain said, that he doesn't lie because he doesn't have a good enough memory? But now Google provides an institutional memory for all of us. Look what happened with politicians. They used to say whatever they wanted, and then they could say something else because nobody knew. But now Jon Stewart has created search, or his team has created search software that finds what a politician said about a subject, so they show the videos. I will not ever do this. I always do this. I'll never do it. I'll always do it. And as soon as he shows it, credibility out the window.
Yeah, so then I guess you have to be consistent too, Doc.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In my office, I tell my patients the same thing all the time, what the expectations are, what the risks are, and what the benefits are. So when some patient comes to me and they say, well, Dr. Wolf, you told me I was going to look 15. I said, impossible. I don't do that. So you have to be consistent. And that's the thing. If you can't produce and you can't do the right thing, you just don't do it.
Well, maybe you need to wear a body camera during those interviews.
That's right. That could be the new thing in plastic surgery. You'll have a GoPro mounted on your head.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
We're talking that.
Oh, my God.
That's a reality show. We're talking about the GoPro.
Fabulous. Well, listen, when you learn how to download this stuff off of your GoPro, you're going to call me.
We'll have to first get one, but I do need to learn how to
do it. I'll show you how to do it, Jim. It's not
all right.
That hard.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. I knew that there was a reason that I had you in my life other than building my brand. How much time do we have left to talk? We got 2 minutes. Okay, Bruce, we've got 2 minutes left. You know, you write your blog. Your blog this week is about disruptions in communications. Give me a good example of somebody disrupting their message.
People don't disrupt their own messages. The key to disruption is looking at an issue, a problem, a business with a new light. So Elon Musk has disrupted the automotive business, but he didn't come from the automotive business. Mark Zuckerberg disrupted the yearbook business and the communications business and the media business. He didn't come from that business. Steve Jobs disrupted the telephone business and the music business. He didn't come from that business. Disruptors tend to be people who are not tied to the past, not tied to convention, not tied to tradition. Tied to tradition, easy for me to say, but instead look at things in new, bold, unique, special ways based on not what they can do, but what their customers want.
Oh my gosh, that's
great.
Isn't he great?
That was great.
Guy should write books and make speeches, don't you think?
I come here for the accolades.
Yeah, we love him. We give him this thing. We tweet about him. We have a great time, and he helps us build our brand. And one of the subtle nuances was, you notice how I led into the question I asked Bruce? I just read in your blog.
Yes, thank you for promoting that. I write a blog every week. I don't sell anything, by the way, but I'm talking about different ways to brand yourself and brand your business. It's at Turkel Talks, easy enough to find. My last name, T-U-R-K-E-L, Talks, because I do a lot of that, .com. And you can subscribe. You'll get it every week. You'll learn all about these tips and techniques.
And you'll get to talk back and forth with guys like me as we comment on his blog. Doctor.
It's better in live, though. I read the blog, and it's really good, but it's even better in line.
Well, I love having him around. I love having him around. Listen, Bruce, we got to get you back before the year end, if not right after the new year. I know you're going to still sit in with us with David. Doctor, will you stick with us too?
Sure.
Awesome.
I'm in.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
We're all in.
We're all in. We're going to be right back. We've got the whole peanut gallery. We're going to talk about how to get your child into the right school. We'll be right back after this. All right, you heard Bruce singing about good times on that because that's Bruce's band. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends, your friends, at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami president, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. K Catch every great play live with me and our Miami Dolphins at Sun Life Stadium this Sunday, November 2nd. Our Miami Dolphins take on their Chargers, their San Diego Chargers. You know, we're all stronger together, Dolphins, and there's a limited amount of tickets available for this game. So get yours today at Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins get their tickets for the best price. Go to Dolphins.com. Join me this Sunday as our Dolphins take on their Chargers. We're all stronger together, Dolphins.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got author, speaker, and research guy, and also somebody that I know a lot of parents in town have entrusted their children and their future to. We've got with us David Allshulter, and David is friends with the other two guests on the show by chance. I guess you all went to Beach High together?
Only 100 years ago.
That's all right. You know, I went to school when they invented fire, so we're all about the same at this point. And David is going to talk to us about how to get your child into the right school, and it's more than just college. We're going to talk about, David, welcome to the show. Blame Bruce for this.
Thank you, Jim. Honored to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, tell me, you know, I went to North Miami Beach Senior High. I had to walk across the school. I went to University of Florida. I never really sought out where I was going to go. But I think as the world is changing, that it's becoming more and more important. What's going on here?
It's a different world, isn't it, Jim? Used to be safe.
Inside well, we talked home, about that with Lauren.
Used to be safe outside, too. The only thing you had to worry about was hailstones, killing the crops, killing the animals. You could walk around the neighborhood and everybody supported you. Everybody cared about you. Nowadays, there's process addictions everywhere. It's not just about getting kids into college. It's about being attuned to your kids, about being aligned with them so that they can end up in the right place, so that your expectations of them are clear, and so that they can go to the place where they can thrive.
It sounds really good. You know, every parent wants their child in an environment where they can thrive. What's the first thing that you look for when you're out there looking? I guess the first thing you got to do is meet the parents and the child.
You got to meet the parents and the child. You have to find out what their values are, what their expectations are. You have to make sure that the parents don't have unrealistic expectations of the kids.
Wait, isn't that the definition of a parent?
Sometimes, but nowadays it's not as easy as it was a generation ago. The pressure's terrible on these kids, Jim, and that's why so many of them turn to process addictions, video games, drugs and alcohol, and that which is unhealthy for our beloved children.
You know, we're all about, our country is going to be what our children are. So I got to believe that we're all invested in getting this right. What are some of the things that people do wrong?
You got to think, these are the people who are going to be choosing the nursing home for you. The last thing you want to do.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
You just put it all into perspective.
I can still chew gum.
You want to make sure that kids end up in the right place. If you have a kid who's going to a top school, if you have a kid who can take 7 AP classes and be president of the student council, captain of the soccer team, and achieve at that level, that's one thing. But if not, you got to love your kid for who you are. You got to love the kid you get and get your kid, the kid you love. It just happens to be the title of my second book. Thank you for the plug.
You got to. Bruce is supposed to plug you.
He didn't give me the chance.
I learned everything from Bruce.
Shameless self-promotion.
A brilliant marketing guy.
Shameless.
Half a century of friendship. He taught me everything I know. You got to love the kid you get. You got to get the kid you love. And you got to make sure that your kid ends up in the right place, safe and sound.
Now, I know that when I was growing up, that meant that when the kid got shipped off to military school, they were a bad kid. Today, is that still the same stigma that's out there?
No such thing as a bad kid, Jim. There's just a bad culture.
Oh, I love and this guy.
Love you too, brother. And what we do now is we look at wilderness therapy, therapeutic boarding school, and residential treatment for children who have gone down the wrong path and for whom an intervention is necessary.
Wow, those are all big words that they didn't use in high school when I was there. All they used then was just a big slap in the head and said, do better. But it sounds like your approach is working for today's kid. Now, what's the number one thing that you do once you've assessed the child and their parents?
Wonderful question. Glad you asked. The next step is to find out.
Wish I had it written down.
The next step is to find out where the child needs to be so that he or she can achieve at the level that's appropriate. If that's rehab, if it's residential treatment, if the kids are being consumed by process addictions, that's one thing.
What's process addiction?
I was going to ask that.
Thank you for asking. Process addictions is not just about drugs and alcohol. It can be about internet pornography, gaming, screen addiction.
Gambling.
For example.
My God, I never even thought about that. I guess,
because,
you know,
when we were kids, it wasn't an issue.
Yeah,
Jim,
there was
one guy
who said, you want to bet on the Dolphins this week? That was about it.
That's exactly right. Whereas now there are incipient process addictions at every corner.
Wow.
And the danger has come inside the house. Your beloved children are three clicks away from unimaginable images, which cannot, as you well know, be taken back.
Yeah, you know, in fact, that has an effect on me. Just when I watch television on Sunday night, it disturbs me.
I'm glad my kids are out of the house by now. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, that just means you don't see what they're looking at. That's all.
Well, no, but they're adults.
Well, you know, one of the things that Lauren makes sure is that younger kids are not around older kids with cell phone cameras. It's a very big issue. But back to some of the things. So now the child, you've selected the school. The child is away from home. Now they got homesick. What happens?
Great question.
You gotta be there
for your kids, Jim. You're absolutely right. That's why everybody loves you. That's why this community trusts you. You gotta say to your kids, if you're in the right place, you put on the freshman 15, but you can stick it out, that's one thing. And if not, you're always welcome at home, because I'd rather see you as a carpenter's assistant living at home making $12 an hour than a three-time divorced, high-powered corporate attorney addicted to OxyContin. Know your kids for who they are.
You know, it's really terrific, because I do a lot of placement for the kids that graduate UF, especially in a real estate school. They come down here. There's five of them in the car. They all want to be the same thing. I go, first of all, who are you? You're not all the same person. What's good for you? We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I guess this is going to be where we're going to drill hard. Go.
I'm going to give that one over to Bruce. There is nobody better in this town for helping people to distinguish who they are, stand out from the crowd, and not have that same resume and the same answers to the same questions.
Bruce, you got like a minute, bud.
It's no different with finding the right school for your kid. David talked about finding the school where your child will thrive. He talked about having to do the interview first with the parent and the kid. That's because you have to understand the kid, understand the child, and where they will do best. Brand-wise, it's the same thing. It's about understanding your true, authentic self, your tribal identity, who you are, and why it matters to the rest of the world. It's micro and it's macro. It works with schools. It works with branding. If you know that, if you know who your kid is, what they care about, what matters, the rest of it's easy.
Well, David, he gives long answers, and now I've only got a little bit of time left for people to find out how to get more information on your programs and your books.
www.davidaltshuler.com, David, AltShuler.com, or email me directly. I return every call, every email that comes in, David@altshulerfamily.com.
All right, David. So one last tip about raising a healthy kid in today's unhealthy world.
Be there, pun intended, in the Buddhist sense, with your child. It's not about quantity time, it's about quality time. In the backyard, thwack, the ball hits the glove, spend time with your kids. Go to the library, go camping, that's it.
You know, I don't really remember the time that I wasn't with my parents. I remember the time that I was with my parents.
There you go. You chose the right folks, didn't you?
No, I sure hope so. Listen, we've had a great show today. We had Dr. Carlos Wolf. He's still beaming and still looking like he's 25, sitting next to the old man who works out, Brewster Kell, giving me a positive energy field that no one could live through. I want to thank David Altshuler for coming in and making sure our kids grow up right. And in the beginning of the show, I want to make sure that everybody remembers that Lauren said, just be with your kids on Halloween and protect them. If nothing else, keep them in your line of sight and stay away from houses that are dark, and Google to find out where your neighborhood's sexual predators live. I want to thank our guests. I already basically did. And I want to thank Alan first for calling in and talking to us about the Dwayne Wade fashion show runway that's coming up. I want to thank our sponsors, because without them, I couldn't be on the radio. So thank you, Warren Henry Automotive, U Health, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. Thank you to the CCAMs. We'll have Sandra Goldstein on next week talking about why she got a CCAM, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And I want to make sure I again thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show, because it's all about you, my listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. go to our, join our communities, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, our website. The hits are going up and up and up. If you missed today's show, it'll be on the web. Next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 5, we'll have, like I said, the CCIMs are on. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, they find a way. The others, they find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do